Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
How are you feeling about your wig the more the day goes on? You're getting a little heat for the wig. Why didn't you have the curlers in there?
Not too many people on you people know who you are.
Yeah.
You know, because... Well,
doesn't your shirt say Wern? Hello, my name is Wern.
Like
for the same reason, I didn't know you.
Yeah, younger. Because it's funny, because I was at the gas station this morning, and somebody yelled out, "Yo, Wern, where's the drop top?"
So they knew.
Yeah. I started to do the rollers. I wanted to do the rollers.
Yeah.
But the wig wasn't, I wanted a gray wig with the rollers, and you know, they're kind of hard to find. So I was like, I'll just do it with, he had his hair, because he had a couple scenes where he had his hair out.
Sure.
So I said, I'll just do it, you know, just look grayer. You know, he's still in the game. He, you know, got a beard now.
So here's the question. So you rolled through the neighborhood and the gas station into work dressed
just
fully.
Just like this.
Fully. Kyle, did you get dressed here with the full getup?
Yeah, there, I mean, look, I walked to work. There was zero chance I was walking through the city.
I probably would have, because I just, you know, I just didn't think about it. I was
so
like, put the wig on.
I did pop the alien onesie on when I got here, but I am planning to drive home like this. I mean, I might as well. I'm not going to change.
Yeah, look, I mean, look, I'm not trying to get beat up.
Yeah. It would be amazing if you were just walking down, walking home, 20-minute walk, dressed as Woody. I think it'd be great stuff. All right, 215-592-9494 on a spooky Halloween Friday here, and we're after Myles Garrett. Look, apparently the Eagles, reportedly, according to Charles Robinson of Yahoo Sports, the Eagles are super hot. I haven't heard that term in a while for
super
a team
hot.
To play. They're hot for him. They have the hots for Miles Garrett.
Super hot.
Yeah, I'm super hot for Miles Garrett.
I'm so hot for Miles Garrett.
We are as hot as we could get for Miles Garrett. Why aren't you hot for Miles Garrett? That's the problem.
See,
that's
not the thing. I'm not.
Just say it. Just say, I'm super hot for Miles Garrett.
I think
it's not. It's okay.
It's not that I'm not. It's that
doesn't sound
I'm based in logic, and I'm trying to figure out. This just doesn't fit.
Sure does.
You know what I mean? It just doesn't.
It does.
It doesn't.
Well, okay, let's walk through it. Because I think it fits if you open your mind to a different way of building
the Eagles. My mind is super open.
Okay, so I think that if we had, well, we did have this conversation back in the spring, right? Mm-hmm. And at that point, I saw it a little bit like you did, that it was tough to see how the whole thing comes together with Miles getting the contract he was getting and what the Eagles had on the books moving forward, plus Jalen Carter. So if you look right now for next year's team, I'm going to bring up two names and some numbers here just to work through this. On next year's team, the Eagles have $23 million on the cap right now allocated to A.J. Brown, and we anticipate, or we have anticipated, a contract extension for Jalen Carter, right? That would give him a boost in his first year, and then away it would go from there. So let's just conservatively say $35 million of next year's cap belong to Jalen Carter and A.J. Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Are we sure either of those things are actually going to happen? I'm not.
We're not sure about anything when it comes to the NFL.
Right, but
that's a fact.
So, okay, let's play off the idea that maybe those things aren't going to happen. Mm-hmm. Let's just use A.J. Brown. I don't think he's going to be on the team next year. So that money is not on the books now for $23 million for next season. Dead cap, sure, but not on the salary cap the way it is right now. And then there's Jalen Carter. If it's up to me, I wouldn't pay him yet. I'd make him wait a full extra year unless he takes a major discount based on what I've seen this year. So maybe they have more money to play with than we think they do, Hugh.
See, that's a whole lot of ifs and maybes. And
it's only two.
If I'm okay, you got Jordan. Let's not forget Jordan Davis, and they've already tendered him for this year.
So he's due 12 next year.
Yeah,
because they
already
gave him
tendered
that.
Him. Yeah. But if I'm Jalen Carter, and I would probably try if I know. Say, for instance, this is a true rumor. I'm putting pressure on the Eagles to get my deal done.
He hasn't earned it.
But still, he has flashed, and he's in a position where if he feels froggy, he could probably do that. And then he'll put the Eagles in a situation where they don't have that comfort of waiting around to see how it's going to play out because of what he did the year before.
Sure, but why am I worrying about that? So
well, we're playing hypotheticals. We're playing hypotheticals. So that's how I'm looking at it. And the bottom line for me, Joe, is this. Let me say this first, because I see on the call board that there are some people that aren't understanding exactly what I'm saying.
No, I think they just want Myles Garrett.
people like good football players.
Would love to have Myles Garrett.
Doesn't sound like it.
But how does it work? And three first round draft picks is a lot. And when you think about it, the way the NFL is built, this is an offensive league.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're upsetting the balance of power when it comes to this. And we have older offensive players that at some point we're going to have to replace. We're going to have to replace Lane Johnson probably sooner than later.
But at some point, we have to be clear about what we have on offense. We may pay for a top five offense. We haven't had a top five offense for years now. I mean, it's just like
you're fair enough.
I mean, Howie looks at the numbers and his return on investment as much as anybody. And at some point, we got to reallocate that money. I understand it's a lot. I understand it's three first round picks. It impacts the future. Let's not lose sight on what this guy is. He's the best defensive player in pro football.
The feasibility of all this just makes no sense.
All right, I understand your point on that. Let's just go around the show and then back to the phone lines here.
Okay.
Let's just answer this question because I think it's important to have this our feeling on this out there. If the Eagles trade for Myles Garrett by Tuesday, do you think they would win the Super Bowl in February, this coming February? I vote yes, they win the Super Bowl
again. If they trade for Myles Garrett by Tuesday.
And let's make it clear, it increases
your chances. Yes, I'd give you a yes.
So it's a yes.
Yes.
Kyle, if they get Myles Garrett by Tuesday, do they win the Super Bowl this February?
They win the next two.
But that's it then. Then like we have to. That guides my decision on this.
I mean, we're not even going to allow a yard. How are we not going to win?
You forgot about that. Not a yard.
Another yard.
Reminds me of the Remember the Titans scene.
No more yards.
None.
Not another yard.
All right, let's go to Anthony in Southwest Philly. What's up, Anthony?
Fellas, how's it going?
Anthony, what's up, pal?
Happy Halloween. Hey,
man.
Listen, I was just listening in, man, and I once you guys started having this conversation, I had to jump in. I'm a huge fan of Myles Garrett. I think that Myles Garrett, I agree with you guys. I think he's the best, not just defensive player in football. He's still dominant at 29, you know, and probably the best player in all of football right now. But the three first round draft picks, I'd be okay with doing that, right? I'd be okay with doing that for Myles Garrett. But we got to calm down on this Jalen Carter stuff. Jalen Carter's 24 years old. And we knew, Howie knew at least, the Eagles knew that when he came to the Eagles, he was a project. He was a guy that needed to had some growing to do, had to grow up. He's still going through that process right now. But Jalen Carter has a chance to be a dominant football player. So the Myles Garrett thing is great. I like the idea of it, but talking about a 24-year-old Jalen Carter who does what he does in a way like we would be willing to. No, Howie knows how to build them in the trenches on both sides of the ball without going out and, you know, pretty much letting go of our future to get a guy who's 29 years old and probably has, you know, maybe another couple years in his prime.
Sure. So, Anthony, I understand what you're saying. I think I understand. And when I said about Carter, I don't want to dump Jalen Carter. And I still think there's defensive player of the year, you know, great potential in him like we all do. But they could delay the decision is what I mean. Like, we just decided as a fan base that he's getting paid after this year because they can pay him as soon as the season ends. They don't have to, though, Anthony. They could delay it. They could say to him, hey, we'll pick up the fifth-year option. Let's see how next year goes, and then then we'll talk contract. And that, to me, would give them more room to operate with Garrett next to him for an extra year or two before that next contract kicks in.
Sure, and I think Jalen Carter, if he's smart, if he is growing and maturing, that would be fair because he did come into the season out of shape and he hasn't been as dominant this year as he was last year. But I wanted to call him. I'm going to be honest with y'all guys. When I started hearing the Jalen stuff where it's like, you know, maybe, you know, we don't think about paying Jalen. It's like, wait, what? I'm like, this guy is a second year, you know, third year guy, whatever he is. He's 24 years old and he's still growing. He's still developing and he's going to be a dominant player as long as he has the right people in his corner. So that was my whole point. I wanted to call in.
Well, and Anthony, it's a good phone call, man. And we appreciate you. I actually think Myles Garrett could help Jalen Carter. I mean, that's – now, look, Brandon Graham's back, and he's a vet. But, like, Jalen Carter's
– a vet of that caliber.
Yes, because the goal is to be on his level, right?
And aspiring to be him.
See how he works. See what he – because we're not around Myles Garrett every day, but obviously, to be the player he's become, he must put in a ton of work to get there.
Yeah, he's no joke, man. He's bona fide. You know, when you talk about his size and just the way he's put together, he's definitely bona fide.
You coming around yet?
No.
You coming around
come
yet?
Come on, like, Douglas. Like,
come on.
I would love to have him, but to me, in the football sense, it makes no sense.
What?
But it doesn't.
It makes all the sense.
It makes so much
sense. No, because, see, you guys are leading with your heart. You're not really thinking about that. I am the only logical one on this station right now.
My heart says back-to-back, Hugh.
No, I feel you. I want to go back-to-back, too. It's like what
you're
proposing.
We don't want it as badly as we do.
Well, no, what you're proposing, I don't think is feasible. That's the problem.
But it is. But it is. As long as you're willing to be. Well, I disagree. If you're malleable with your roster.
But you're disagreeing.
If you're willing to pivot, yeah, anything's possible. The NFL salary cap, it's you can move things around, and that's. I actually think you're downplaying what Howie does best.
Well, I also I'm taking shots at Howie, but what Howie does best is build for the long term, and like I told you guys before, that you seem not to hear.
You hear everything
is that
just disagree
that. We have been relevant for like two decades. Got that right. Not centuries, right? Decades. Decades.
It's definitely not centuries. They were not playing pro football two centuries ago.
We've been relevant for two decades. That is way more you can say about the Dallas Cowboys. That's the most important thing when it comes to building a franchise, in my humble opinion.
The bar is not the Dallas Cowboys.
No, but the bar is
to be. We've left them in the dust.
The bar is to be in striking distance.
The bar is back
to Super Bowl. And you are in striking distance of doing that now?
Standard is the standard, Hugh.
Without Myles Garrett.
But we have a so much better chance than Myles Garrett.
Yep. Are we in striking distance right now of going back to back?
Well, so yes, but I would say right now.
See, I didn't ask you yes, but.
Well, no.
I just asked yes.
Hugh, we just had this conversation the other day.
Allow me to treat this witness as hostile.
No, you didn't think the Eagles were clearly the best team in the NFC the other day. Okay, if we get Myles Garrett, got news for you.
Favorite in the NFC.
That's a zooming ahead of everybody.
But getting Myles Garrett weakens us for the future.
Well, no. I
think it does because the three first round draft picks.
We are a better team with Garrett.
Hold on. Part of it is how much do you think Myles has in the tank? If he's got three more,
he's been pretty sturdy too.
I know. If he has three, look, we made the comparison over to Reggie White. Now Reggie didn't have 10 more All Pros in him when he reached the age of 30, but I think
he was still a really.
I think
good
he
player.
Had four from when they turned 30 on. He still had four All Pros,
dude.
If he has again, I'm not saying he's exactly as great as Reggie. People out there probably like, oh, come on, but he's.
I mean, he's this.
Generations.
We would be lucky if the three first-round picks we take combined to be as good as Myles Garrett.
Of course. Again, we mentioned earlier, there's a chance that one or two of those are busts anyway. I don't want to give away first-round picks for no reason. This guy's not a no reason. I'm willing to do it. And I think, well, let me say this.
He has 10 sacks this year.
We've been playing around with the favorites, not favorites, what they are now. Hugh, you're right. They're still a very good contender right now. I'm going to flip one more hypothetical on you.
Yeah, give it to me.
Okay. The game next Monday night in Green Bay, okay? The one that the Eagles are slight underdogs in.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the Eagles would be as big of an underdog if the Packers never traded for Micah Parsons? I think he is what has tipped the
catalyst.
Right, like, now we'll see who wins the game. That's mm-hmm. that plays on the field. But, like, the difference in the Packers from last year who the Eagles beat in the playoffs and were better than twice
mm-hmm.
to this year, which the betting market right now says the Packers are a little bit better. It's Micah. Like we could re-jump them. We could re-jump them and be the favorite in the NFC if we get Myles Garrett.
I am not as high on the Green Bay Packers as everybody else is.
But the betting market is. They're the favorite.
Which is fair. But I feel like Micah didn't move the meter that much. They're playing well. They're 5-1-1. But let me look at Micah numbers real quick before I.
I mean, I do know they're top five in defense.
Yeah, but
I mean,
I'm saying top five. No.
Yeah, well, points. Well, yeah, okay, I look at points.
I look at total defense.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Jeff in Wilmington while he was doing some research. What's up, Jeff?
I would trade.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
One or two first round picks and AJ Brown and Big Worm over there.
Now we're putting together some trades here. That might be a poll question. Would you trade one first rounder, Big Worm as Hugh, and AJ to get Myles Garrett?
Six and a half. That's not bad.
Hugh, you look more like the two sisters that came to the door to ask Craig if you would compare with Joe with Stern.
Is that right?
Yeah. I would definitely do it because you have an opportunity to get the best guy. And there's a show I used to watch, American Pickers, and they always said if there was something that they found that was unique or they haven't seen before, you buy it. So I'm going with that philosophy, and I'm getting him, and I'm not really worried about down the road right now because we do have a chance to go back-to-back.
And Jeff, to your point, and to your point on down the road, Jeff, if he was 33 or 34 and you felt like this was going to be his last great year, okay. But when we talked on the offseason, I said, you know, he's getting close to 30. But watching him this year, I haven't seen an ounce of decline. I mean, he looks like he's got a lot left in the tank.
And Howie's clearly the best GM in football. It's not like he's the guy from Cleveland. Like, we're not going to get lucky here to get something like that. We have a chance to build a luxurious defense, I would worry about 2 years from now, 2 years from now.
And let Howie worry about it 2 years from now. And I think they will be able to do that. Jeff, we appreciate the phone call. It might be worth the poll question. You know, is Hughes anti-Myles Garrett take because of his luxury defense take?
Not at all.
Deep down.
No, that was one of the first things that I said when we started the show.
Right, but now if they trade for Myles Garrett, it kind of you remember yesterday we said Kyle's take
dying on the vine?
Yeah, like if the Blue Jays close it out tonight, take the Phillies off the hook because they put an all-time Dodgers team, that is a dead take. If the Eagles trade for Myles Garrett, defense a luxury, not a necessity.
It would be on life support because now, like I've said from the beginning, that most people don't understand is that all your resources are allocated to the offensive side of the ball. But now they're starting to be allocated to the defensive side of the ball. So yeah, I give you that one.
It wouldn't be allocated that. It'd be mostly on defense.
No, I'm saying it would be allocated because your guy, the outlier right now is Zach Bond. That is the guy that skewed. The defense is a luxury, not a necessity.
Yeah.
He's the one that got paid. So with Myles Garrett being here and potentially all the other guys on defense getting paid, at some point that's going to flip. But I don't think that's going to happen because, like I said earlier, this is an offensive league, and it's driven by points being scored. And the offensive firepower that most teams have.
Right, so but if everyone is thinking that way, the team that plays the best defense tips the scales.
And you know what? You know what's funny? Even last year, and you see more teams doing it this year, the running game has become more prevalent in the NFL.
And he stops the
this
run.
Year.
Miles Garrett this does both.
Year. I mean, so my point still is valid that it's still the offense that is powering the NFL.
Kyle, this is about the luxury necessity thing?
Of course it is. I mean, it's...
No, it's not.
It's on life support. Every minute this rumor's out there.
I try to be a professional every day.
Yeah, well...
Doesn't work.
You guys
look at us.
Poke holes in my...
You know, the professional thing...
Is out the window today.
Come on.
I mean, I'm wearing a onesie here.
We look like...
And I have a wig on. Yeah. I have a wig on. Yeah.
Well, so here's what we could do next week. We could have a great celebration on Tuesday when they get Myles Garrett. And then I think maybe Thursday of next week, we have the funeral.
We have the take funeral.
If that is the case, if this happens, I'll be for it. And okay. I'll even eulogize the take. The fire take that
you
I've
standing
had
up and eulogizing your own take would be awesome.
This did me for all these seasons. I'll give it up because now I am etched into the annals of historic take history.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am. I mean, if it died 3 years in.
Here lies Hugh Douglas's take.
Yeah, 3 years in. This take sustained this man and had people live rent-free
in
folks' heads for years.
You know how we have the WIP Hall of Fame out there?
Yeah.
We need a cemetery. We need a take cemetery in fact. And we could all put our words out there.
We all get plots of land.
It lived in infamy in folks' heads for years.
Yeah, well, it was ridiculous. Tyler in Delaware is up on WIP. Hey, Tyler.
Joe, Hugh, Kyle, we live, we hot.
What's up, Tyler? Wow, taking that Mandy and Deptford. Yeah.
Hey, Hugh, Joe, I'm sorry I missed y'all yesterday. I had to work, but I'm like, man, y'all were right down the street at Klondike Cakes, which was great. So, hope to see y'all.
Well, we're going to be down in Delaware again soon.
Yeah, we got to go down there.
We'll tell everyone when that's going to be. Tyler, what are you feeling? You want Myles Garrett?
Joe, absolutely, which we still got to do the Hugh Douglas lookalike contest, Joe. But I told Kyle, I said that when you talk about a quote, which Hugh, I appreciate your takes as somebody who played. You know this quote from guys like B. Doc and Bill Parcells, availability is the best of ability.
Yes.
When I think about Myles Garrett, all right, we need to get Kyle to play Willie Nelson's On the Road Again because I don't think you are truly embracing the idea, Hugh, of what back-to-back means. Back-to-back means that we got to get the best talent possible. Best talent
embrace it, Hugh. Tyler's cooking here, man.
Santa Clara, all right? That quote means that even the most skilled individuals are useless if they are not present or reliable when needed. I'm talking about Myles Garrett, somebody who can not only mentor Jalen Carter, but that instantly becomes a difference maker on your defense. Your defense is already good on the back end. It's going to be upgraded adding him.
Cook, Tyler. Explain football to Hugh Douglas, please. He doesn't get it.
What amazes me about Myles Garrett is Myles Garrett did those 5 sacks with a bad line, with a bad football team. So can you imagine embracing a winning culture? And I thought about this while on hold. When I think about a guy like Jalen Carter, yes, he's young. Yes, he's immature, as all of us are in our 20s. Even I can attest to that.
Or 30s or 50s.
20s. Yeah, well into our 50s.
But the point is that when I look at a guy like Myles Garrett, Myles Garrett is hungry. Myles Garrett wants to win. He hasn't got
Wait a minute, hold up, Tyler. That's why I got to stop. Tyler,
yeah.
I love you to death, bro, but he took the money. He cried about getting out, and he took the money. So
hey,
he hungry to get paid.
Dump that, Kyle.
As As is anybody.
Nobody hears that.
All of us want to make that bread to support the family.
That's right.
Yeah, I get it.
You know
I
what,
get it.
Tyler? Here's what it was. And Tyler, here's what it was. A great phone call. He went NBA on everyone. He took the money. Then he's going to get himself out of it. Listen, of all the people here, you can appreciate getting your money. Right?
I do.
Well, then don't rip the guy for it.
But you know what? I
Hugh
had
Douglas
an
rips Myles Garrett. Hugh Douglas doesn't believe in Harry Roseman. All the podcast titles today are going to be fire.
Does she do anything for us?
I have an analogy, and I just thought about it, and it just made me laugh. And Tyler, I love you, but you, Kyle, and Joe are the guys, and I know y'all don't really go to the strip club like that.
Excuse us?
But y'all the type of dudes that go to the strip club, and y'all think the girls actually like y'all. That's what y'all
are.
No, I'm just saying.
You broke the guy's heart.
No, y'all go in there and she tells you, hey, she called you cutie. She sits on your lap and she twirls her finger in your hair.
Yeah.
First thing you know, you go into the ATM machine asking her out for a date when she get off work.
So I love the analogy. I appreciate it. How does that apply here?
No, I'm saying.
I don't care if Myles Garrett likes me or not. Put Midnight Green on and go sack Jordan
because
Love.
Because here's the tie-in.
Go get him.
Because you hear one rumor.
This happened in the offseason, too.
No, I'm just saying.
We've been chasing this one for a while.
About Myles Garrett being linked to the Eagles. And y'all ready to push all the chips into the middle of the table.
Y'all. What are you talking about? Absolutely.
We're hot for Myles Garrett, Hugh.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all running straight to the ATM. Y'all going to the King of Diamonds. She sit on your lap. You going straight. Wait, baby, excuse me, miss. I'm going. Let me go to the ATM.
So hard.
215-592-9494. Would you trade 3 firsts for Myles Garrett? I would, regardless of Hugh's analogy there. I'm hot for Myles. Rumor has it the Eagles are, too. Your calls
on
that.
We're pursuing this stripper, Joe.
This one's different. This one's different. All
right, dear Woody, I see you.
That might get clipped.
Again, this is a family show. All right, what are they saying in Cleveland about this trade? Well, let's hear from a clown up there next. That's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. You know,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No
50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.